deep into the funnel of love. I tried and I tried to run and hide. I even tried to run away. You just can't run from the funnel of love. It's bound to get you someday.
In 1961, we took it back to It's Wanda Jackson and Funnel of Love.
Breakfast with Nick Healy on ABC Shepparton.
Now, moving towns, I should say it's 19 minutes past 7. Sorry, it's also Friday morning and my name's Nick Healy. But moving towns, always a challenge. And trust me, I've been in Shep for about 6 weeks now. I'm still haunted by that interstate move from Dubbo. Because I had a pretty easy run of it. I was coming in, I knew there was a job waiting for me, I had housing ready to go. It was a pretty cruisy way to do it. For Kim Hunter, the move from Melbourne to Shepparton was a bit more of a challenge than she might have hoped for. Now, Kim lives with a disability, uses a wheelchair to assist with mobility, and getting work was pretty tough, and that is despite 10 years of experience in the disability sector. Kim, good morning to you. It's very nice to have you. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks. Hi.
What made you want to move to Shepparton? Let's start there.
You know, like everyone, the tree change.
You had to get out of the city eventually?
Yeah. My kids actually were the ones that made us move in the first place.
How did they make you move? They just
They didn't make us. It's not like they twisted their arms and said, we're going. No. They loved it out here. They loved Yarrawonga area.
Mm.
So my husband and I decided that we would...
make that actual tree change.
Make it happen for them.
So what happened when you arrived? You started putting feelers out for work, and what kind of happened?
I didn't get anywhere.
Just nowhere at all?
No. Nothing happened. I looked around for work. I applied for jobs, and I have experience in disability, aged care, and I didn't get anywhere.
Now, that must have been pretty confronting, given, as you just said, you've got 10 years' experience. You think you'd get sort of at least a bit of a tap on the shoulder at some point.
Yeah, it was daunting, and then I thought, oh, my God, have I done the right thing? Moving out all this way and not having any work.
Mm. What were you hearing from people? Like, you were applying for jobs, and were they just saying, we don't have anything available? Or what kind of sense were you getting from the employers?
Okay, I don't know if I can discuss that online.
That's okay.
No, all right. So from some companies, it was basically, we don't think you're the right fit.
Uh-huh.
Even though I have had the experience, there were other companies that not really used my disability against me, but it felt like they did.
Right. It felt like they weren't set up in a way that would make you able to work there.
Yeah.
That's discouraging.
It is.
Yeah, really awful.
It is, yeah. I got I did end up getting a job at a company that was working with a disability who, I was told that I would only be good enough to be a receptionist.
Given your work, that, again, really disheartening and really upsetting.
Yeah, very, confronting that was.
Yeah. You ended up reskilling to try and find work. What did you do?
I went back to school and I did my TAE 40116 in training and assessment.
That is a mouthful. What was that actually mean?
Okay, I can be a trainer at a TAFE.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's a bit of a change from what you were doing.
Yes. it's a huge change.
What was it like going back to school, essentially?
Confronting.
Yeah.
Just learning new skills again. I forgot what computers were like.
Yeah,
I forgot how much
that.
I hated
I'd
them.
I'd love to forget that. That'd be my dream to forget what a computer was like.
It's like, oh, yeah, I'm computer. Yeah, I know how to use them. And then you get onto a computer and it's like, oh, my God, when did it change?
The actual experience of the schooling, though, was it good? Were they set up for your wheelchair? Were they able to work with you?
Yeah. Well, actually, we did... It's really hard to explain. I didn't actually go to a school. The company who did the course worked out of Parkside, Park Lakes. You know, one of the motels
down there.
So near KFC. So they had a function room.
Right. So you did your education through there.
Yeah.
So that was obviously more convenient for you.
Yeah, yeah, it was great. Don't know about the travel time, but yeah, no, it was good.
We should say that you are a little out of town, aren't you?
Oh, just a tiny little wee bit.
That's why it means a lot to have you in. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries.
So since you've done that re-education, what's it been like?
Mighty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, no, I did actually get a job during the time that I was doing my education. So I am an equitable learning support at one of the TAFEs.
That's fantastic. So that is kind of what you were doing beforehand and your new skills combining very nicely.
Yes, yes, extremely nice. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it's good.
And you're enjoying the work?
I love it.
You feel like you're supporting people?
Yes, yes, yeah, I do. I love doing what I'm doing. I love seeing the look on someone's face when they actually get what they've been trying to get for so long.
Which is
so rewarding.
You've just been through. So, of course, you love that.
Yeah.
Kim, in terms of that initial run, when you found those environments, those workplaces that weren't set up to be able to employ you or suggesting that you weren't going to be the right fit, you wouldn't want anyone to be going through that. But what could change? What do we want to see?
Just more employees being more disability friendly, opening their eyes up, just working with disability, working with companies like DES providers, like At Work.
Yeah, like At Work who helped
At Work, yeah. At Work helped me. Brad, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He was really good.
But it is about those employers being, I hate to use the term, proactive and reaching out and saying, this is what we want to do.
Yeah.
Not waiting for it to be forced upon them.
Exactly. Because sometimes when it's forced, when they have their hand forced, they really don't do anything. They just sit in the corner and go, oh, what can we do? And they just let it just slide over their heads and think, yeah, no, you won't worry. It won't bother us.
Kim, congratulations on the work you found and congratulations on the education. I love the fact that you've managed to find something you're both passionate about and being able to help people on. I think you've got a long career ahead of you by the sounds of it.
Oh, gotcha. I'm going to be like 80 and still sitting next to someone saying, oh, I'm going to tell you what to do, Sonny.
I loved meeting you. Thank you so much. And
no worries.
We'll talk again soon, I have no doubt.
All good.
The wonderful new Shepparton resident, Kim Hunter, talking about managing to get some work in a sector that she loves, not just that loves, but actually passionate about, after some initial hurdles along that one. 1-300-977-222. You can call me anytime. You can text me on 0467-842-722. While you're doing it, you can also enjoy Leon Bridges and Smooth Sailing. We've got weather at 7:30.
Sailing these concrete seas. Now she headed east down the boulevard. Sure, said I like the way, said I like the way. Sail your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't wear you down, no honey, I won't wear you down. Destination, but I got a feeling I need to be your passenger. She can let me be your passenger. Sure, said I like the way, said I like the way. Steer your ship now, let me be your cargo. I won't wear you down, no honey, I won't wear you down.